entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. What's up?
We're back. I think I'm back.
Yeah, sort of back.
I feel like I'm back. I hope that I'm back. It's nice to have this extra hour with you, Randy.
Is it really?
I feel like quality time.
Is it really?
Yeah, because you know, like, I don't have that regret. Like, oh, why didn't I spend more time with him while I could?
I just
love these moments.
Oh, my goodness.
I even had the kids from kids camp line up to tell you what they want for Christmas this year.
Just to make me shave?
Well, no, because you're sitting over in the corner, and you look like Santa. And I'm like, well, just go tell them what you want.
I was sitting in the corner because
you're making a list, and you're checking it twice.
A whole bunch of rugrats were here throwing pizza on the ground.
They are animals. They are animals. But we all evolve. We were animals once, and now here we're civilized people.
Well, civilized might be an overstatement.
What would you like to get off your chest this week?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's funny. When I go to the post office, they're like, so what do you want to get off your chest today?
You
know,
you go to the post office for therapy?
No. I go to the post office to mail letters, you know, to do work. But they think it's their therapy because when I come in with my complaints, they feel better about themselves because they don't have the hassles and everything that I'm going through.
Well, speaking of mail, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, passed away this week.
Well, he didn't pass away.
He killed himself.
He killed himself.
Suicide.
There's a difference.
But, 81 years old.
Been in there a while.
Been a while.
Good for him.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't think you should have life sentences.
Yeah.
Just take, you know, and I've always said it, and it's funny, I tell him at the post office, I'm hated by everybody.
That's true.
You know, I'm an equal opportunity offender. I think it should be like the old days. Downtown, Times Square, you know, or...
Oh, public execution.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. I mean, I look at this. If a prison has like an end date, like you've done something wrong, and you've paid your debts to society, and they give you an end date to look forward to for you to get a redemption and start over. You know, but yet marriage is forever.
What?
Right? You know, there should be like end date on marriages. Like it's like, look, you've served your time.
And like, oh, it's a prison sentence.
At least prisoners get an end date. They got something. But death is still like marriage is still death.
You're an idiot. all right. So a lot to get to today. We're going to head right out to Las Vegas. I can't wait. I'll be there in a couple weeks. Unfortunately, we are not there this week. Big card again this weekend at the Apex. Let's welcome our first guest, Dan Argueta. Dan, how are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I always say this. It's Wednesday. It's just the start of, quote, unquote, fight week. What is fight week like for you?
Fight week is like being a little kid at school, and you got your birthday party on the weekend. Everyone knows it's your birthday party. Everyone's going to be talking about it, and I'm excited.
If it's okay with you, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to start using that because I would always say, is it like the last week of school? And, you know, Saturday is the first day, you know, of summer. I like your analogy better.
Yeah, it's my birthday party.
It's your birthday party.
That's great.
You know, I guess the bad thing is, you know, your party's later in the afternoon or evening and not first thing in the morning.
Yeah, that, and you're going to be nervous sweating all day.
How do you relax? You know, speaking of that, how do you relax? Do you relax? Do you try not to think about what's on hand Saturday, your birthday party? Or are you dwelling on my birthday party in 4 days?
No, I think about it. I think I'm pretty balanced, but if you don't think about it, you're ignoring something that's inevitable. So for myself, I take my mind off it by hanging out with my coaches and my, you know, I'll bring a couple friends with me. You know, smile as much as possible, laugh as much as possible, and continue to train and work out, lose the weight.
My good friend Eve Edwards from back in the day used to always say, the work is everything you did up to fight week. Your reward is your birthday party on Saturday.
Yep. I wish that were the case. You know, because I still have, you know, a little bit of weight to lose. So I can't really afford to take a whole week off. So I still train. I treat the fight like any normal day, you know. That's how I show up at my best.
So Dan, you know, I know with the new age guys, you know, it's so important to have a social media presence. And I love looking at your Facebook or your Instagram page, your posts. I mean, the 50 caliber gun, right? Long range rifles. And but then you posted something about your life as a DVD movie. And Randy came from an era before movies, right, Randy?
Before movies,
radio.
But talk about that. I mean, how much time do you put into letting people know the real you behind the fighter?
Not a lot, to be honest. I just have fun with it. I've been getting a lot of compliments on it lately, but I just post what I like. I look at it this way. You're at the sports bar with your buddies, you're watching ESPN, you watch me fight, first thing you do is, man, who's this jack dude on the TV right now? So what do? They go on their phone, go on social media, they're already watching me fight on TV. So they're going to be looking at, what's all the extra stuff this guy did? Oh, he shoots guns, he goes to parties, he hangs out with this person, you know. I don't need him to know I'm only fucking... watch my mouth. I don't need him to know that I'm only training and fighting. You know, I want people who watch the sport to know that we have other interests, we're normal people, and that we're relatable.
Well, it's so important you say that, because there was a documentary with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's called Pumping Up, right? And it's a legendary film about bodybuilding, and he talks about some of the greatest bodybuilders. They just wanted to live in the dungeon and lift weights, and they had very impressive physiques, but they had no personality. And that's what Arnold, a star, was, that he could actually relate to people outside of the sport. And I think you do a fantastic job of doing that. Your content's entertaining. It's funny. I watch some of the reels and your Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. And I think you're a star, man. You're doing it the right way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just... like I said, I just hope that other people can relate to me the same way I know I can relate to them.
Well, and that's important, I think, you know, for people to want to watch you. You know, a UFC fan, an MMA fan's going to watch you. They're going to know you. They're going to, you know, be, you know, intrigued on your upcoming fight. But it's the other fans, the fans that we're still trying. You know, I come from UFC One Days, you know, where we're trying to get more fans. As we're bringing more fans over, we need to find it, and through your social media and all social media, it gives people a reason to either like or dislike, but the most important thing is to watch.
Yep, definitely. I get curious. Hey, man, I get mad when people don't like me. I'm like, what's your reason? I'll probably still like you.
You and I may need to sit down, you know, over a pizza or something, because I like when people dislike me. It motivates me.
Really?
It's so natural for people to dislike me, so I just roll with it.
But I mean, Dan, I mean, Randy said for years that to become a Conor McGregor, to be an absolute superstar of a sport, or this sport in particular, you have to be equally loved as you are hated, because you get 100% of the revenue. You know, that people pay.
Well, 100% of the eyes.
Right, 100% of the eyes are, you know, so, but you're getting everybody's attention, whether they're there to hate you or they're there to love you.
I guess that's correct. I guess I ignore the ones that hate me.
You got to embrace them, baby.
You got to embrace it.
Because they'll make you a star.
Yeah.
They're going to make you a bigger platform.
I always talk about one of my fondest memories is I was in the entourage of a former WBO cruiserweight champ, Tyrone Booz, who recently passed away. And I carried his belt down the ramp when he defended and he lost. in Hamburg, Germany, and we were booed for a good 20 minutes during the national anthem. And to me, that was the coolest thing ever. To be hated because of who I am, where I'm from, outside of this country, to me was a cool night.
I did, you know, in my early fights, I liked being the bad guy. I was always on the road. I liked that feeling. Now I would say, I don't know. It's been a while since I fought for a crowd.
True.
I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. But you're right. What you said about Connor, you know, it is both sides of it. I should embrace that other side more. I've had people say some really awful things on my social media. I think last week some guy said, your head's too big for your body. So I went on his page. I clicked a photo of his baby, and I said, your baby's head is too big for its body.
Bravo. That's trolling at the best.
I've done that. What's another one?
Well, but here's the thing.
The guy said, you suck at grappling or you suck at wrestling or something like this. So I click on his page and there's a picture of him getting his blue belt in jiu-jitsu. So I said, hey, congrats on your blue belt. The guy messaged me back, hey, I'm sorry for the mean message. He deleted his comment. And fucking assholes.
He said trucking. For everybody that's listening, trucking.
Yeah. I said, sorry.
But see,
and I said bassholes.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
But there's the thing. I mean, when you put yourself out there, when you put the videos of your mom in the octagon and you're handing her your belt and the support that you have from your family, you're always going to get trolls that are going to come at you. So, you know, doing it the right way, keeping it comical and fun is the right approach, man. So, you know, but just remember, every time you put yourself out there, you're going to get, you know, BS back.
Well, and from my standpoint, yeah. I'm looking forward to the future, Dan, because I just started following you on Instagram. So I'm going to watch everything you post from here on out.
Shoot me a message so I know not to write nice stuff to you.
Oh, okay.
you'll see him watching DVDs on some of his reels.
you messed it up. It wasn't My Life's Like a DVD Movie. It was My Life's Like a Straight to DVD Movie.
Oh, okay.
See, I don't even have to explain.
That's even
you remember those movies.
Are you a fan of other sports? What other sports or teams or athletes do you like to watch and follow?
You know, I don't really watch any other sports. I don't got time.
What about wrestling? Are you a wrestling fan? And if so?
I watch wrestling.
Heels, do they appeal to you because you like being the bad guy when you first started your career, or are you a babyface?
Oh, that wrestling. I thought we were talking about, like, college wrestling.
Thank you. I appreciate it. See, Matt and I fight all the time in real life. We're really not friends, even though he thinks we are. And so he's always
Let me talk to the other guy.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
Oh, he wants to... Yeah, you and I was on your side. You know, what I was saying is Matt's always saying that basketball tournament is the greatest tournament, you know, in sports. And I'm like, you are an idiot because the wrestling tournament is the greatest thing that I watch every year.
Yeah, it's pretty intriguing. This year was really cool.
Go back after Matt.
But I'm going to sit back and listen to this. There's no Hulk Hogan leg drops in the middle of the NCAA wrestling tournament. Woo!
True. By the way, RIP to the Iron Sheik.
Yeah. No, for sure. You know, there was nobody that did it better. And during that time period, probably way before, you know, you were born, you know,
he was a real wrestler, right?
Yeah. A real wrestler. Uh-huh. Represented his country. Ironically, I watched the documentary on, I don't know if it's the USA Network or what, you know, where they have all the WWE things, the night before he passed away. And he talked about, you know, how he was in with the Sheik and all that, and then something happened to his idol, who was also an Olympic wrestler, and that's when he left the country, and then he came here, and, you know, during the, that was the time of, you know, the dislike, you know, Iran and the States, and here he is, the evil heel, the Iron Sheik, and the way he got booed out of every stadium, and he loved it, and what a nice guy he really was. You know, that's the beauty of the whole story.
Yeah.
I love how you talk about the word ironic.
I was going to say the same,
Really, that's why Randy is a legend and the OG of the UFC, because he comes up with lines like that.
All right, speaking of the UFC, I don't want any of them to get upset at me. So let's talk about Saturday. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
Hey, man, I like Ronnie. He's cool. We've been following each other's careers for the last couple of years. Nice guy. I saw him yesterday. I'm here to take his lunch money, though. I'm ready to go fight. I'm ready to start my career with the UFC at 135 and hit a roll, man. I was 8-0. This crap took me 3 years. I want to get back to that. I want to get back to that hot streak that I was on.
Sure. I'm more amazed at the 135 and the 145. I mean, I haven't been that since, I don't know, the sixth grade.
Well, let me spit out my coffee.
You know, I always tell all of you fighters when you come on, obviously it's fight week, and you even mentioned, you know, the weight cut and all that. My next weight cut will be my cremation.
It's true.
And that's true.
That's quite the water cut.
Yeah, exactly. Are you watching, do you have time to watch this season of The Ultimate Fighter? And if so, what are your thoughts so far?
Well, my friend Roosevelt got the fastest knockout.
Yes, he did.
Absolutely.
That was badass. And I just watched the second episode. And I feel for Mondo.
Absolutely. I think fans don't understand. You know, they like a fighter, they root for a fighter. As much as you're happy for the one fighter, you know, it's the exact opposite. It's 180 degree different for the other fighter and what they're going through. And, you know, it's not all about the win here, you know, the compassion and, you know, and that's what I like about Jason Knight in the second episode, how, and they're all his opponents. You know, I hate when they're called teams on The Ultimate Fighter, because ultimately you may have to fight, you know, that teammate. But here Jason Knight is kind of lifting the head up of the opponent, you know, that lost, and, you know, keep your head up, you know, things will get better. And I thought that showed a lot about his character and the character of you guys.
Yeah, it was a special experience when I was there. You know, something that I did after I lost, because I was so down, I wrote a letter to my dad and to my girlfriend every single day after I lost, apologizing for losing and saying how I'm sorry, I fucked up. I messed up, and I'm done fighting. I tried making it and I couldn't. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Alejandra. And I wrote those letters for 2 weeks, really just thinking, oh man, what am I going to do when I get out of this house? I got out of the house on like a Friday, and I didn't talk to my family until Monday because I was so ashamed. I didn't call anyone. I didn't let anyone know I was out of the house. And finally, my dad called me. He goes, hey, your girlfriend told me that you're home. I missed you so much. And I was like, I know. I lost. He goes, I know. I already found out. He goes, I don't even care. He goes, your foot's in the door. You're there. I was like, what? He's like, you're there already. I was like, yeah, but I told you I'd be in the UFC before I was 28. I said this to him when I was 22 years old. and I was turning 28 in like 3 weeks or something. And he was like, you're going to be 28 for a whole year. And I was like, damn. I got into the UFC a month and a half before I turned 29.
Wow. What a story.
It's short memory, right? You have to have short memory no matter what happened, you know, in the last fight, win or loss.
Yeah, but I was keeping my word with my dad. And when he said it to me like that, like, hey, you're going to be 28 for an entire year. You know,
this movie's not straight to DVD.
No, that's way, it's big, baby. No, because you know what? Your message resonates with so many people. And your story needs to be told. I mean, people that are dealing with this that don't have that kind of support system, that don't have a father figure in their life right now, whether from abandonment or incarceration, you know, just that, oh, it's okay. It's okay. You're one step closer. Randy tells a great story about the Petty family, the racing iconic family, about how the name Richard Petty opened up doors. And if you're born into the family, you automatically have this platform to become a professional race car driver. And Kyle Petty says, look, yes, my family name got me in the door, but it's my work ethic and my performance that keeps me here. And so I think your story resonates with so many, bro, and you got to get it out there more. Like, that story needs to be out there for real on the big screen.
Yeah. One day there's more parts to it that, you know, led me to wanting to be on the Ultimate Fighter. So one day when the platform's big enough and I know that people need to hear it, you know, it'll be out there. I just want to show everyone that there's light at the end of the tunnel and don't give up.
The birthday candles are in the cake. They're prepared for Saturday. What can the fans expect when you return to the Octagon Saturday night?
I'm ready to be fucking mean.
Trucking.
I'm ready to be mean, man. My whole camp, I kind of hold back a little bit because I like to take care of my training partners. And it feels like once I get to the fight, my coaches take the leash off me and they say, go.
Easy enough. Can't wait for Saturday. There you go. Dan, thank you very much for your time. Have fun at the party on Saturday.
Heck yeah.
I know we have...
Thank you.
I know we have your mailing address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a nice little package from Bucked Up Energy Drink. So enjoy those and enjoy the party. Enjoy the fight on Saturday. Have a good time.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good one.
You as well. We'll talk again soon. That is
Dan. Don't forget my birthday present. Bye.
That's good.
It is good. Let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is pound for pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens. in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tom Arnold for the Best Dad Sports Show, period, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Listen to mute.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Jamming out. I was trying to just off my head, move. Feel good on a Wednesday. This is how I feel. Up your live.
You ramble. No, it's not. No, you don't even know who it is. Exactly.
Who is it?
I don't know. Werewolf of London. That's all I know. Zimbabwe, Labombe, Mamuma, and Enchilada. I spoke briefly for about two words to Caleb Beninat, the co-host of this program. I think I'm going to demote him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he hasn't been here in a while.
He's been demoted. I took his spot.
Well, no, he got demoted, which got lowered you even more.
No way. That moved me up.
I guess he has I guess he's playing next week.
Yeah.
Is that
Calgary Stampede?
But is it the beginning of the season? Is it preseason?
Well, training camp was mid-May, so that's probably the first game.
I don't know.
I mean, you'd think they'd have probably a six-week camp to get the players conditioned and ready. And so, yeah.
Wouldn't you already be ready? All right, so I do have a complaint. All right?
That's not a surprise.
And I'm really waiting for this chucklehead to respond.
Okay.
So I want to basically read what he's posting.
Okay. Is this a friend of yours?
No. First of all, I don't have friends.
Well, is it an acquaintance of yours?
No.
Somebody you know in real life?
No.
This is an internet, like, troll or person.
I think that I've talked to him on social media, but here's the post.
Okay.
Someone asked me about NFL camp holdouts today due to Devon White showing up and half-assing it just to avoid fines.
Okay.
He deserves to be paid, not overpaid. And if you don't like it, just walk your butt, I changed it, out of our town, as we fans don't want you.
Okay.
You work hard. You play a game. You were a number one pick. And then he goes into the young man who has since passed away, you know, who announced him, I guess, you know, at the draft.
Okay.
But he came from Atlanta to see you play, thanks to the Bucks, not you. This news is a few years old, and you may not have known he was even gone. But I hope you see this. Sign the damn contract or leave this town, because we fans don't tolerate holdouts.
Okay.
So I responded to him. Let's see if he's responded back.
All right.
I said... I'm seeing if he responded, and he hasn't. I said, this post is hilarious, except for the passing of the young man. The guy comes back, what makes it hilarious? I said, what's your thoughts on Brooks? I'll wait.
Okay.
Derek Brooks held out of training camp.
Right.
Back in the day.
Don't they all held out?
No, they all don't.
I mean, the Stephon Diggs, the wide receiver for the Bills, is a holdout. I mean, he just returned to practice today. But, I mean, don't all the star players hold out for, like, when – like, because here's how it works. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You're right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Okay? But it looks like, from an outsider looking in, they play a season. Then their agent gets all the stats from the season, how many tackles they had, how many this and that. Then during the offseason, teams that are free agents, they sign these massive contracts. Then they take an average of top three or top five in that position based on stats. And then they say, okay, well, my guy is equal to that guy, or this guy's. And then they hold out because there's agents and third parties involved negotiating, or in Lamar Jackson's case, his mother negotiating contracts for him. And so they're all trying to get fair value based on what other
Barkley
people
with the Giants
have gotten. But the stats are inflated because when a team's getting blown out and they're just throwing Hail Marys and they're getting picks and interceptions and
a lot of that's true.
Running the ball back for 55 yards without being tackled because nobody cares, the game's over.
The problem is this, and it's on both sides. Okay? It's on both sides.
Right.
Players are going to ask for more even though they signed a contract.
Right.
And teams are going to let you go even though you signed a contract. Okay? It's part of the business.
The business.
And it's unfortunate. It's just funny how people forget how much loved Derrick Brooks is, yet Brooks did it.
Yeah, but it wasn't so social media driven. Now you didn't know. Like, back then, you only had to read about it in the paper, or like there had to be like a telegraph.
No, I understand it. Flags.
Signal,
the name.
Like
smoke signal.
Like, but now everybody has access to these athletes where you know the storyline because of technology.
It goes back to, you know, how fans, which is short for fanatics, you know, are adamant that this guy stinks. Smith, Donovan Smith. Who was released after signing a multi, who's now only with the best team in football, by the way, just in case you didn't know that. He stinks. Yeah, he stinks while you go and you're the checker at Walmart.
Checkers are important.
No, they are important. Well, Everybody's job is important.
Not at Walmart, though. Like the cash register is just there, and then people just pretend like they scan items, and then they just walk.
Should have seen. I got my family mad at me last night.
Oh.
So we went to dinner. It's our weekly dinner, you know, with my mom.
Golden Crown.
And it really doesn't matter where, but it was Applebee's.
Applebee's. Okay.
And you know, they bring the food and stuff, and then the guy goes and goes to hand me, and says, "Can you pass this over?"
Oh, that's not good.
And I said, "No, I don't work here."
Oh. See, that reminds me of that Bill Burr. Have you seen that Bill Burr comedy, the stand-up comedy?
I've seen like one or two things.
So he talks.
He's the one that ripped Rocky.
So but he went in. He talked about ordering a sandwich, and the guy's like, "Give me a sandwich with pickle mustard." No. He's like, "Okay." He's like, "Oh, and the mustard's over there." He goes, "Well, go and walk your ass over there." Like, I gave you 100% of the money. I expect you to make 100% of the sandwich. It's like, they got us out here doing all the work.
There's that little counter like you have here, and it's all the condiments. That's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, but that's always been, you know, you can put the plate down.
But now Walmart, like, you're doing your own work. You're checking it out, but you're not paying because, like, I guess Walmarts are closing around the country because of theft.
Well, yeah.
And shrinking.
Well, they're closing because of things that are happening in those states,
right?
And that there's no laws to protect those stores.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, all for it. But, you know, and it's kind of weird. And you know me, I'll rip myself. I don't have a problem with it. I'll go to Winn-Dixie and I'll do the scan yourself.
Uh-huh.
Because they'd had it before the world went ape crazy.
Yeah.
I refuse to do it at Publix.
Really?
Refuse to do it.
No,
and if the line's too long, I'll just leave the cart and come back.
Publix is like an upper echelon. Like, you're paying a premium.
It's not even that.
You're overpaying for everything, so you feel like, you know, if you're going to overpay for your products, you got to at least give me the service.
I don't work at Publix.
You could. I can get you a job.
I don't want to work at Publix.
Yeah, nobody does.
No, obviously.
Like, those people hate it. Like, because they're stripped of their identity. You have this apron and a name tag.
I don't know about that.
It's not even your real name. But like you're can't take tips. You help people load the car and they offer to give you a tip and they can't take it. I mean, it's just awful.
What up? You know, and now every time you call, like I call the order, it's your bagel place. Would you like to leave a tip? I hate when they ask.
Yeah. Or when they flip the tablet around and put it in your face. And then it's like, would you like to leave 15, 18, 22%?
It's up to 25 now.
And it's like, and then if you get no.
Right.
You know, they're like, oh, you selected no. Do you want me to reload it? And then they make an announcement, but then they embarrass you.
Right. You know, I've even, and I know your friends, you know, with them at that particular bagel place, but, you know, I'm starting to ask, can I just walk back there and grab my two bagels? I don't need to tip you to put two bagels in a bag. We don't slice them. We don't blah, blah, blah.
So what's the standard on that? It's like, so do you tip when you pick up food, like to-go orders, you tip? If you went into the restaurant, picked up the food at the counter, would you leave a tip? Should you leave a tip?
Should you, would you, and do I are three different. Okay, I do. You know,
because you're guilted into it.
No, I'm not guilted. It's
you
like,
are, because you don't want to do
it. Well, I know that the employee that's running that counter is not being paid like other people in that restaurant.
Yeah, but the cooks did all the work.
No, I understand that.
And they're not getting that tip. So when the people leave a tip on the credit card because somebody ran the transaction, but the 10 pizzas were made by the back of the house, like that's not the right
system. Okay, I won't tip anymore.
Well, I'm going to say that.
I'm not tipping anymore.
But I'm just saying, I think it comes down to service. Like, if you actually serve me, like bring drinks to me, you entertain me. So many servers just drop food off. There's no interaction. Like, nothing to get to know you. Or, hey, have you been here before? How are your kids? Oh, I remember you last time.
I respected the server we just had because typically you have crappy service till the end. And then it gets really good when they bring the check.
Of course.
In this particular case, it was the reverse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really good.
It was really good, and then it got really bad at the end.
Huh. All right. That's a new strategy. Yeah, I like the strategy. Change it up. Like, what about the garage door industry?
Like, I just got a text. Tipping? Hey, I just got a text from, I don't know if we should say his name, but he's part of the program.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go get him a case of Bucked Up.
That's nice.
Energy drinks. Yeah.
I'll take one.
Case or one drink?
Both. make sure you leave a tip when you pick it up.
Yeah, probably. All right, let's go hit our last break. I think it's our last break of hour number one. When we come back, we'll reach out to our weekly correspondent, Jason Knight, season 31, The Ultimate Fighter. Be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Bobby Flay, and you're on Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like
tonight. Beat Bobby. Bobby Flay, arguably the number one chef, one of the top chefs.
Oh, Chef RD.
What?
Chef RD's killing.
No, those can't. Dude,
SpaghettiOs?
No. No.
Bobby Flay can't even spell Flay.
Hey, can you just be quiet? Because our correspondent's on the line.
Oh, we got his correspondent.
Yeah. He snuck out again. 3 weeks in a row. We want to thank him. Jason Knight, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Not too bad. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about last night's episode. Your team, Team Chandler, now 3-0. How's life in the house? And we're only talking, obviously, up through last night's episode.
Man, it was amazing, you know, just to know that we got 3 wins under our belt. We're completely dominating the competition right now. And you know, my boy Austin, he got him a unanimous decision, which we thought that it was going to be a finish, but he got the decision anyways. and he looked impressive doing it. So everybody, at least on Team Chandler, was on cloud nine. It was a great experience for sure.
Have you guys at any point through the third episode, first let me ask you this, where are we in the filming? Obviously three episodes. Are we a week in? Are we in 10 days in, 3 days in? Where are we? How long have you been in the house?
I want to say it was about a week in. It was weird the way that everything was set up. We had to spend some time in the hotel doing medicals and stuff like that. And then whenever we got into the house, everything just seemed a little faster than it looked on TV for sure.
So, all right, a weekend or whatever it is leading up to last night's episode, have you guys, you know, whether it was just you, whether as a team, whether a couple people, you know, kind of to stay grounded, you know, you've rolled through. Yes, last night's episode, you know, was a two-round. The first one was a 10-seconder. Do you have to keep telling yourself, let's don't get ahead of ourselves. This isn't going to be easy. You know, we're the vets. They're the prospects. But to stay, you know, level-headed 3 weeks in, 3-0?
Yeah, man, for sure. That was a little different. You know, we all thought for sure that we were going to dominate. But at the same time, you have to treat every fight like it's the most important fight of your career, because if you think about it, it really is. It's always the next fight is the most important. You know, no matter who you're fighting, you know, what their record is, what you think about them, you know, what your team thinks about them, it's always the most important fight, because it's always, you know, the next step forward or the next step backward. And, you know, in order to keep that mindset, you got to kind of be a veteran of the sport. You know, you've had to take some tough losses that you weren't expecting to lose, you know, to kind of get to that mindset to where, you know, you can't underestimate anyone. And that's, I believe, just the fact that us being veterans, we were able to do that, because we've all, you know, lost fights that we weren't expecting to lose, or lost fights that people were not expecting us to lose, you know. And you learn from experience that you can't underestimate, you know, the underdog.
For sure. We just talked about you. We had Dan Argueta on, who fights on Saturday, who was Ultimate Fighter season 29, I believe. And I mentioned to him, you know, what you and I talked about last week and how, you know, you yelled to the opponent and et cetera, et cetera. My question now is, when do you, and again, we're only talking up through last night's episode, when do you, have you yet three episodes in, started thinking, my opponent could be the guy who's wearing the same color as me come later, and I have to be careful. I have to watch. I have to watch what I say, watch what I do. Or are you not at that point yet?
Honestly, we were mindful of that the whole time, because, you know, the veterans were planning to go out there and kick some butt. And, you know, we were kind of planning that we're eventually going to wind up having to fight each other. But we were all kind of on the same mindset that, you know, even if we do wind up fighting each other, we're going to stay friends through it all. We're going to, you know, go out there and fight to the best of our abilities, no matter who's standing across from us. And, you know, I was never scouting out my teammates or anything like that. But at the same time, you kind of have to be mindful, you know, all right, this guy might fight him later. He throws a really good jab, or he throws a lot of low kicks. If I do wind up having to fight him, he's going to try to take me down. You know, you have to be mindful of that. And I believe that everyone was, you know, from start to finish. But at the same time, we were 100% a team, and we treated each other like teammates. We treated each other like pretty much a family, and it was a great experience because of that. Everybody had that same energy, and it went all the way through the competition.
So Jason, this isn't really about the fight necessarily.
Shocking.
But, you know, that's not my role here. but no, I just wanted to say shout out to you for put in a post on Instagram with the 8-man strong swag that Randy sent you. We send out care packages to hundreds of celebrities, athletes, musicians, and very few of them take the time to show the courtesy and the respect and the thank you for like the gift. And so I love seeing it on social media, man. Thanks for the shout out.
Man, I got the card that came with the shirt, and I can't remember everything it says, but it had a very powerful message. You know, just basically, you know, letting you know if you're down on your luck, it's gonna turn around. Everything, you know, that happens for a reason. It's gonna get better, and it was way more in depth than that. And I really, really liked that card, and I passed it along to a buddy, and I told him to, you know, keep it going. He's gonna pass it along. And he's going to make sure that, you know, whenever he tells someone or whenever he gives away, he's going to tell someone to make sure that they pass it along. And, you know, I'm thrilled to see where that card might end up one day. And I think that if, you know, more people out here kind of stood behind stuff like that, then we would have a lot better world, in my opinion. You know, have a lot less, you know, people committing suicide and stuff like that, you know, if we just picked each other up.
For sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, and like Randy said earlier, we had Dan on, and he talked about how after he lost in the Ultimate Fighter, that he was so depressed and so sad that he wrote letters for 2 weeks to his mom and just professing how he failed and he didn't make his dream come true and he was a loser and all these things. And then finally his dad found out through the grapevine and said, son, I already knew. It's okay. Like, you've already got your foot in the door. You're already on your way to your dream.
You better be careful. He better be careful telling that story, though, that things leaked out. Things are not supposed to leak out on the Ultimate Fighter.
No, but his dad found
I'm just saying. That was years ago. I'm being funny, but I'm just saying.
But the point is, you're right. Like, in this fight game, you know, like Randy said, you're only as good as your last performance.
Well, I said you have to have a short memory.
To, like, you know, so you can keep moving forward. But so many guys or so many women that are chasing this dream, it's a very lonely sport, and you know, when the highs are so high and the lows are so low, having something like the 8-man strong in your corner, always there,
sure,
it can save lives, literally.
I'll tell you a quick funny story about Adam and everybody at 8-man strong. So a handful of years ago, you know, time flies, it could have been longer, when a very young boy saved his sister from a dog attack.
Yeah,
do you remember that story? Jason, do you remember that story?
Yes, I remember it.
All right, very tragic. Yeah, he got all bit up, the whole nine yards. So somehow the father found out about 8-man strong. And so he put an order in of 8-man strong for his son and his family. And Adam's like, your money's not good here. Are you kidding me? You are 8-man strong. You are what this whole, you know, logo and brand is about. You never have to pay for a shirt from me. For that young man that did the right thing, protected his daughter, and it really is a very good company. And thank you for passing the card along. And you know, I'm very curious, you know, how far that goes. How is final question? I know you got to get back. You know, how is the house right now? I mean, are you finding things to do? Have you started getting bored yet with, you know, no TV and just being amongst yourselves?
Man, it was very boring for sure, but it was also kind of refreshing at the same time. You know, to be disconnected from society, be disconnected from social media, and actually make meaningful connections with people. You know, everybody that was in that house, just about every single one of them, I know their whole life story. We played cards a lot, and you know, you always had stories at the card table, and then also, just about every night we were in the hot tub, and I'm hoping that, you know, later on in the season they show some of those hot tub stories, because that's where the real ugly truth about people came out. And I believe if they show that footage, people are going to connect a lot better with us athletes, because that's where we were telling, you know, our whole life story, telling, you know, everything that went wrong in our life, everything that went good in our life, and, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I think that if they show some stuff like that, it'll help out for sure, you know, helping us get more recognition. But to answer your question, yes, we were bored from, you know, the time the show started until the time it ended. You know, there were fun moments here and there, but it was definitely a boring experience in that house.
For sure. And being a veteran where I was in the middle of the ocean for 6 months, I know what it's like to have nothing to do, nowhere to go. Yours was a short time. Mine was much longer. A good episode last night. We'll wait and see if Team Chandler goes 4-0 next week, and we'll talk again next Wednesday. Have a great week, Jason. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on the show, and you know, I can't wait to get my TV time. I'm sitting here watching every episode, looking for myself, and I've hardly seen me yet, so can't wait till my episode. But you guys have a good day. I appreciate it.
We can't wait. We can't wait to talk about it either. Have a great week. That is Jason Knight, our correspondent during the Ultimate Fighter season 31, and it is hard to believe season 31. I remember season one vividly. Chuck and Randy, Willa Ford was the commentator. I remember we went to New York City, and they went shopping. Willa and Chuck and Randy went shopping, and then I took Randy Couture to Regis. Regis and Kelly, uh-huh. Regis and Kathy, whatever it was. And I remember it like yesterday. So a guy came with us who used to have a clothing company, and he had a little camera. And he put the little camera in. It was one of those purple alcohol bags.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know, I don't drink, so I don't know. But it's
a
like
koozie?
Not a koozie. It was like a little bag. It was like a little a crown. I think it was a crown bag.
Okay.
So
All
right. So he put this little thing in there, and then he tied it in a knot for whatever reason so that the camera wouldn't fall out. So then we're walking through the hallway, and we asked, my cousin asked Regis, who works and still works on the show, you know, can we take a quick photo? Sure. So it's Randy, and somebody else was in the photo. I don't remember. And they couldn't get the bag open. And so Randy grabs it, and he's trying to, like, rip the bag open. It's in a knot.
Huh.
And I remember Regis going, I'm with the world's strongest man, and he can't open the bag. And it was just, it was pretty hilarious. And Regis was cool. Randy hanging out there was cool. That was what I remember from season one of The Ultimate.
Can we go back and watch that on DVD?
Eight-track.
Was that a beta?
Eight-track.
VHS back then, probably.
Well, VHS survived. Beta didn't. And I know we've talked about this. My genius father, when I went and got a couple, I was going to get DVDs.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no, get Beta. Beta's going to be here forever. So I have like the Super Bowl Shuffle from the Bears in Beta. Can't watch it. I have the New York Mets video, Let's Go Mets Go, which was pretty cool. Beta. Can't watch it.
Was that like Laserdisc? Wasn't Laserdisc supposed to be the next thing?
Well, everything was the next thing.
Right. But I thought like Laserdisc was like the thing. And then it just never went anywhere.
Have you gotten any emails from an attorney yet?
Not yet.
From Columbia House?
I don't answer emails.
Well, I saw it on Facebook. They're reaching out to everybody that owes money.
For, really? From 1985?
85. 85.
Well, that's when I started.
I'm pretty sure that I did it in 1972.
Yeah. Right. But by the time I came around, I was born in 76. So by the time I was listening to music, I was probably 85.
So I probably owe about 8 or 9 cents by now because it was 12 cassettes for a penny.
Yeah.
And then you had to buy one.
But going back to the Jason Knight thing,
yep.
Those cards that come with the 8-man shirts and like the positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. What if we did like the birthday party, right? We get helium balloons. We get a ton of the 8-man strong affirmations. We release it into the sky and we have people mail them back to see how far they land or where they impacted people's lives. Kind of like when you're in school. Remember, like, you put your name in like your...
But isn't that bad for the environment? You know, isn't everybody environmental worried these days when you let the balloon go in the air?
What if it's biodegradable paper?
Or how about... But the balloon's not biodegradable.
It is if a seagull eats it.
Well, then the balloon is gone, but not the seagull. And then the seagull blows up.
Sure.
And then you have parts of seagull all over the place.
I guess you can't do anything good anymore.
All right, just so we'll update you, hour number two will feature Pat Sabatini, and I can't wait until he lays into you just a tad.
What's it laying into me for?
Well, he's from the city of brotherly love.
Oh, well.
He's a fellow Philadelphian.
Yeah. Well, their bridge has collapsed. That whole place is falling apart.
Well, that's from the smoke. That has nothing to do with
it. No, the bridge actually fell. It just like literally collapsed.
What bridge fell?
In Philadelphia.
Which bridge?
I don't know. One of them.
One of them.
But like the whole place is a dump.
What?
The whole place is falling apart. Philadelphia, just wipe it off the map.
I disagree. There's parts of Philadelphia that's a dump.
Take it all out.
Kensington is a dump.
Nothing good ever came out of Philadelphia.
I'm going to disagree, and I think Pat will disagree.
They even broke their bell. It's got a crack in it.
Yeah, but it's probably the most looked at bell in the United States.
Well,
see, they're smart. Philadelphians are smart, meaning they get something that's really nobody gives a rat's butt about. You know what the line is to see the Liberty Bell?
Oh, it's, there was nothing. I was there.
The line. Well, you went at 2 a.m.
No, I was there. I was there. They should use that for the UFC. That could be like ring the bell the in between rounds.
How about your Stanley Cup champions?
Yeah, the Golden Knights.
The Golden Knights. And Dr. D was there last night hanging out with Fidesant, taking some photos with Fidesant.
Yeah, Denver Nuggets champions. Yeah. It's a Serbian-born Djokovic.
What a goon he is. Did you watch that?
He's a weird dude.
He was beating people up. Unbelievable. Guy. The thing that I do like, and I know we only have about 90 seconds, is from what I understand, he didn't hold the trophy. He didn't touch the trophy.
Yeah,
he didn't care. He was with his family. And Aaron Gordon went into the streets. I don't know if you saw that video.
No.
So he's in the streets, no shirt, just celebrating with everybody. Aaron Gordon's so happy he left Orlando. And now he is a
champion,
world champion in
that world. It's national champion.
It's world champion.
National. They didn't play anybody from overseas. There's no other.
They're players from overseas.
Yeah, but it's just one country. It's the National Basketball Association.
All right, you get a team.
National Basketball, NBA, national.
That's
they're
true.
National champions. Congratulations, Denver Nuggets, national champions.
Hour down, 2 hours to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong.
Number one.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.